You finally arrived. I was getting a little worried.
I was stuck.
Really? Was the traffic that bad, is it?
It wasn't awful, awful, but I was much slower getting down here than normal, as you can tell.
I was going to say, normally you're here by about 20
to 8.
But
it was all worth it.
It was all worth it to come in.
It was all worth it to come in and witness your homage
to
Movember.
Yeah,
Darren has got, folks, a little Movember moustache.
I might have to put a picture up on Facebook about
I
it.
I think you will.
I was going to congratulate you on yours as well.
Oh, that's it. I'm never coming again. Tone FM is off my visit list
now. Oh, don't be silly. You must excuse me because I got man flu as well as my Movember.
Oh, I know. You've been poorly.
I know. Croaky as croaky
can
be.
You weren't there on Saturday
night.
No,
I was supposed to be there, but it was basically the RSPCA's 50th anniversary dinner.
Was,
I was really looking
was
forward
there,
to it.
And
you were
weren't.
There. And
so
I
got off lightly, didn't I?
I wondered what you were going to say there. I was like, good. Who's you getting off with?
No, I got off lightly because I said to Alan, my partner, yeah. I said, "It's I hope Darren's feeling better soon." But I got off very lightly with him not being there because he would have teased me mercilessly.
Yeah. Did Drew?
No.
He didn't say anything?
Well, he said, "Hello, Libby."
Oh, he's so lame. I told him what to play because I heard that you were going to be there.
Oh, yeah, he played nothing that I liked.
Ah, brilliant. Excellent. Excellent.
Anyway, are you feeling better?
No, I'm feeling a lot worse this morning. Oh, it's just gradually going downhill.
I'm supposed to have cheered up your morning.
You will cheer up my morning.
Tone FM weather. With Wyvern Blinds on Magdalen Lane in Taunton. Taunton's only blind manufacturer. Serving the community for 50 years. Call Taunton 275613.
And here's Her Royal Highness Libby Liscoe, the Mayor of Taunton, singing the weather.
Singing the weather. It's really good when he gives me notice of these things. And today it is fairly grey and overcast.
You're going to burst into Sound of Music there.
No.
What about temperature?
Quite warm, actually.
No, you need to sing that.
Oh, it is quite warm, actually.
And highs of 13.
I wouldn't know about that.
But I've just told you, so take it on board and listen.
Do I have to believe everything you tell me,
Darren? No, nothing at all.
Tone FM Breakfast with Broomhead and Saul Solicitors.
Whispers and the beat goes on. It's 6 minutes past eight. It's Darren on The Breakfast Show and my special guest, my very special guest, no less... Taunton royalty herself, Her Royal Highness, I was going to say, call you the Princess of Taunton then. I suppose you are in a way.
No, I'm not.
Her Royal Highness, Libby Liscoe, the Mayor of Taunton. Do you know what it is?
You're just being very nice to me now. What do you want?
Well, I've just got to... I must apologise. I've already insulted Libby.
And he's giving me his germs,
yeah,
honestly.
Sorry. Couple of text messages already. This is from Trish, the lady that loves you and thinks that you're sisters from a former life. This is Trish from the
Hello,
Taunton
Trish.
Comedy Festival. Hope Libby's on her way. Bless her. You sound dog rough today, honey. Take care.
I won't tell you what he looks like then, Trish.
And this is from my little orange friend, Brian Lee, who I know you also know.
Hello, Brian.
Dee Dee, excuse me, you cannot talk to Her Royal Highness Libby like that about her moustache.
I've never liked Brian Lee.
No. Well, not many people do, but there you go.
obviously, you need to go and have another wax then.
Oh, Libby, I was only messing.
I know, but I'm sensitive now.
No, don't be sensitive, you know?
Right.
The Movember thing,
it's a good thing, isn't it?
It is a very good thing, and I'm quite hairy, and I don't need a lot to grow facial hair, okay? So, and it was.
But it's all about the shape.
Yeah, I know it is. And I've got to this stage now, I look like a 1980s Royal Marine.
You do a bit, don't you? In fact, I think by the end of November, you could probably audition for Village People.
don't let me. Honestly, it hurts. It hurts when I. How do you know?
I think we should have a photograph on your Facebook page at the end of November and listeners actually have a look and decide what it most looks like.
Oh, dear. Well, I've got to this stage now where I actually feel really self-conscious about it. My missus won't look at me without laughing.
It's nice when those closest to you support you the most.
Well, yeah, exactly. And normally I'm not clean shaven, but I'm not a big fan of moustaches anyway.
You do the 5 o'clock shadow thing, though. Designer's stubble.
Yeah. I'm feeling really conscious about it.
Good for you for doing it because it's a really important thing to support.
Listen, when I'm feeling down, okay, about this whole thing. I'm going to phone you up and I want you to give me some moral support.
I will.
But that feeling down may be at 2 or 3 in the morning.
Okay, I won't answer with, them.
No. Anyway, let's talk about you and what's been going on. This week's been particularly poignant because it's been Remembrance. So
it has. In fact, since last Thursday, really up until yesterday, there's a lot of Remembrance events, and it's really important to support those, isn't it? And we were very lucky on Remembrance Sunday itself. It was really quite a nice morning here in Taunton.
It was, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. And the police were saying, although I don't know what their estimate was, but they were saying that there was more people there at Vivery Park at the War Memorial than there'd ever been before.
Oh, that's good. Mm. A lot of that down to the weather, obviously. Mm. I was driving through town just to collect some equipment, sort of first thing, and the police were out in force, just coning off the roads, ready for the service and all the rest of it as well.
Yeah, no, and it went well, and it's important to so many people.
Yes, it is. And, of course, this year was the 70th anniversary of the Dam Busters. Did you see much of the stuff on the TV about that?
I didn't, actually, no, but I love that movie.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, it's one of my childhood films, I think, yeah.
Of course, yesterday
and
was...
And then we had the 2 minutes silence yesterday, yeah.
And today, it says here, I've got your official list of engagements.
Ooh.
It says...
Has it got Tone FM on there?
No, no. Have a word with Sharon about that.
That's because you always do it directly with me.
Yeah,
you don't do it through the diaries.
Well, I'll tell you what, then. You're to blame here. You need to tell Sharon what you're doing, because
whatever happened to being nice to me?
Brilliant. Libby, I'm always nice to you. I'm always nice
to
you.
So you say.
Excuse me. So today it says, Mayor to visit the On Your Bike showroom to make a presentation for their volunteers. Now, what's that all about?
I don't know. I'm going to find out when I get there.
Oh, you do your research then. Brilliant.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mayor to chair a special full council meeting at the Dean House. Oh, are you going to tell us about this?
Well, it's a special full council meeting because we've got on the agenda tonight the whole big issue about whether or not we should join up Taunton Deane and West Somerset.
Oh, of course, yeah. Mm. A big talking point in the news, that.
Big talking point in the news.
And obviously, from what I can gather, I don't follow these things in great detail, what I can gather, they've been given the go-ahead from the top level, haven't they?
It depends. How long would you like me to speak about?
Not
this?
Too long.
I thought not.
Yeah.
We haven't had any money from government, but we've had...
Is that you vibrating? Is that your phone ringing?
Oh, it is. It's probably that message from you.
It probably is, yeah.
I do apologise.
Yeah. No, that's not a problem.
I should have
just
left
trying to think
outside.
What that noise was. All right,
yeah,
that's
not
okay. Carry
but on. So government haven't given us any money, but they've said, yep, go ahead. So we've got to come to a decision tonight, and I've got to chair the meeting.
Does this mean that there's going to be job losses when the two come together?
I can't say that there won't be, Darren. Mm. And to be absolutely honest, I don't think any of us could say that there wouldn't be job losses anyway.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the squeeze on the public sector, the squeeze on local government finance is such that we're looking at very large black holes in the budget for the next few years.
So if it all gets approved, how do you then decide... Who does what? Because obviously you've got the two council leaders.
Well, you still
for
have,
starters.
You'd still then. Have the two councils.
Right.
But instead of having two departments doing building control and plucking that out of nowhere, you'd probably have one.
Right, OK.
So you'd share the services, you'd deliver the services in a shared way so that you're able to reduce overheads, and that's where... You know, there may be some job losses, but we're not necessarily talking about compulsory redundancies. It's just about not replacing people.
Do they get quite intense, these meetings?
Yeah. Well, especially this, because this is undoubtedly quite a historic decision for the council to
and
make.
It's going to affect
West Somerset are meeting this afternoon and Taunton Deane are meeting this evening.
Because I've seen and read different... feelings from people in both areas as to what they think of the whole situation.
I'd be remarkably surprised with something like this if everybody was on board for doing it, or indeed if everybody didn't want to do it. There's always going to be two sides to this argument, and it's quite a tough decision to actually decide which end of the argument you're going to come down on, because there's pros and cons on all sides.
Now, is this a public meeting? Can anybody turn up?
It is a public meeting, although there will be parts of it that are covered by literally pink papers. Some of our committee papers are printed on pink paper.
Nice.
And when that, if and when they're discussed, then that has to be done in private, because there's either commercially confidential information or there's information about individuals.
Right, okay. Sounds intriguing. This is probably the most serious we've ever been in a conversation
it
on the radio.
Is. That's
I'm bored
good,
of serious
a good
stuff
thing, because it's a serious subject.
Let's get on to more lighter-hearted stuff. Do you ever feel like throwing things at people in those meetings as the chairperson?
I look at them, Darren.
Do you give them the stare?
I give them the stare.
Really? Oh, dear, I feel like I need to play ELO and Turn to Stone.
And then I ask them very politely to stop talking because they've overrun their time.
And how would you do that?
And they glower at me.
And how would you do that? Let's say you wanted to tell me to shut up. What
I
would you do?
I would say, Darren Cullum, you're over your time. Please sit down.
Cullum's my real name, by the way. Daly is just something I use. That's all right. Doesn't matter.
Darren Daly.
Yes,
shut up
it.
And sit down.
I've managed to disguise my identity for 23 years, and then you come out and spill the beans.
And I've just given it away.
Brilliant. Where was I?
I was telling you off.
Oh, you were telling me off. Yeah.
I think some of them like it, really.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do.
Anyway, I want to talk to you about the men with knobbly sticks in a bit.
Right, OK. It's Tuesday morning. My very special guest, my wonderful guest today, is, of course, Her Royal Highness Libby Lisco, the Mayor of Taunton. Have you had anybody else come up and call you Your Royal Highness lately? Because you do get that quite a bit now, don't you?
I do, and I always say to them, oh, you listen to Tone FM,
brilliant,
do you?
Brilliant.
And they say, yes.
There you go, see. See, we do miss you when you're not here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Just had a message from...
Well, I miss you too.
Well, that's nice to know. Just had another message from our little orange friend Brian Lee. Says, look, I never insinuated that HRH had a tash. He then goes on to say, you could be the gay one in the Village People. You're going to the rugby tomorrow night. Thanks, Brian. Anyway, right.
I like him, really.
What were we going to talk about here?
Men with knobbly sticks.
Men with knobbly sticks. Now, what's this all about? What kind of knobbly sticks are we talking about?
Last Friday, in the midst all of the remembrance, well, not in the midst of, but, you know, it's a different thing in the middle of all of that, I went to the annual Law Day of the Court Leet.
So what does that mean in English?
I knew you'd say something like that.
See, us normal Taunton folk don't know what it is.
And obviously, which is a shame.
Royalty like yourself.
Because Taunton has a Court Leet, L-E-E-T.
Right, so what is that?
And the Court Leet is literally a medieval body. And it was the body of men. They are all
right.
Men.
Okay.
It's a body of men who ran
When
the
you
town.
Say a body of men, are you talking about a collective, a group of
a
men?
A group of men.
Right.
As in a body of men in arms type of thing. It's a proper bit of terminology,
Darren. It is
Darren.
A bit, yeah.
Anyway,
it's like a history lesson, this, isn't it?
Medieval, they ran the town before the days that there were councils and local authorities. And they actually still meet once a year for their annual Law Day. And they are presided over by the Lord of the Manor, who knew that Taunton had a Lord of the Manor.
Hilarious.
Which
manor is it that they're the Lord of?
Taunton.
Oh, so the manor is Taunton, right, OK.
And they appoint the senior bailiff and the two bailiffs who have knobbly sticks.
Right.
They appoint the senior constable and the junior constable, who have knobbly sticks with silver bits on.
Right.
And the junior constable is actually... The senior constable is actually junior to the junior constable. It's all a bit Terry Pratchett, which I said on Friday, which I think confused them because probably most of them haven't read Terry Pratchett.
Do you know what? It sounds...
But no, I haven't got to the best bit.
Oh,
yes,
go on,
I haven't
go on,
got to the
go
best
on,
bit. So then when you have the bailiffs and constables, you have to kind of move through and you have to... I won't remember all of them, but they appoint the shambles keepers. They appoint the Rhine ridders.
What's that?
Well, their job twice a year is to go and clean out the sewers in the main streets in the town.
Oh, my Lord. Do they actually do this? Or is this just like...
No, they don't
sort
do
of
they don't
reenactment,
do anything.
Is it? Or
yeah, and they appoint official ale tasters.
Oh, well.
You could do that.
Now, well, actually, if it was cider, and I'm surprised they don't have official cider tasters with it being Taunton.
Well, no, but this is literally medieval times when, of course, you didn't really drink water.
Yeah.
People did drink small ale. Yeah. They drank beer, didn't they? And it was the ale taster's job to go around and make sure that the innkeepers weren't watering down their beer too much.
This just sounds like to me like a group of people that like to dress up and do medieval reenactments.
Well, they weren't
dressed up. They have long swords and stuff like that with them.
No, but they are a body of men. I think they ought to have women.
Of course.
I'm going to apply.
Yeah, I think you should set one up. You know, there's a long...
But I mean, seriously, the history of it, absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, no, it is. And the way you've described it, you've actually described it in a way that means that we all understand.
Well, anybody who reads Terry Pratchett novels, and I'm a bit of an aficionado of Terry Pratchett. You ever read any Terry Pratchett?
No, the closest I've got to Terry Pratchett is Roald Dahl.
Okay, well, it's not a million miles away. So, but anybody who reads Terry Pratchett and knows about the Discworld would know if they went to a court elite meeting that they're beginning to enter that kind of parallel universe. It was fascinating.
Wow, sounds very interesting.
And they were there. They precede the mayor on Remembrance Sunday and ceremonial civic occasions.
Yeah.
They're there with the knobbly sticks as my.
Are you just saying
procession?
This because you want to say knobbly sticks on the radio? Is that what this is about?
Yeah.
Yeah, brilliant. Got it in one. Tomorrow,
knobbly
then.
Knobbly sticks.
Knobbly sticks. Oh, knobbly sticks. I've just hurt my throat doing that.
Oh, dear.
You're going to a fashion show tomorrow. It's the Western Supermare's charity fashion show at the Western Museum.
Yes.
So are you going to be on the catwalk? Are you going to be strutting
good grief,
your funky stuff?
No, I'm just...
I'm just imagining now that it's just a load of mares from all different parts of the area wandering up and down the catwalk, flashing their bling.
No, it's a fundraising do.
Who's the mayor of Weston at the moment? Good relationships there, then.
I can see his face.
It's not Andrew Haller, is it?
No.
Andrew Haller. Do you know Andrew Haller?
No, but it's not the name.
He was a former mayor of Weston. Now, I used to work on a radio station in Weston-super-Mare, and at the time, he was the mayor, and I had a relationship with him like I have with you.
Very... Oh.
Well, obviously, ours is better.
Oh, good.
And a lot closer. So it was great because he would just turn up like you do and just come in and have a bit of a laugh and this, that. And
there's some things not on my list as well. So lunchtime today, I'm going into...
Give Sharon a good talking to,
I
imagine.
Well, these are late comers, you see. But I'm going into the Gazette's because we're going to judge my Christmas card competition that the Gazette have been doing with me.
Okay. Good luck with that. And you can let me know who the winner is as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right, let's play another song. Shall we play Thin Lizzy? You must have heard of Thin Lizzy. You do like that.
I liked Phil Lynott.
Phil Lynott, there you go.
I saw them live once.
You did you?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Well, when I was at college in Hereford learning to be a teacher... which I never became.
Sorry, I find
that funny.
What were you learning to teach?
Children.
And why didn't you become a teacher?
Because I couldn't get a teaching job when I left college, like hundreds of other people.
Ah,
so I became a youth worker.
Right.
But I was drama darling.
Yeah, drama darling. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Journey. Don't Stop Believing. It's coming up on... it's 20 to 9. My guest this morning, the delightful Libby Liscoe, Mayor of Taunton, has been with us now.
You see, time flies when we're having
fun. It does.
Fun.
You've made it fly, and it's actually quite... I'm quite grateful for that because I'm feeling a bit rough, so...
Yeah.
So,
you need some Vic, don't you?
I need something. Would you like to rub it on my chest?
No.
Okay, I thought I'd ask. right. Okay,
whiskey and honey and lemon, I believe.
Do you know what? That sounds like a good idea.
There you go. That's my prescription.
That's like an old wives' tale.
That's my mum's recipe.
Yeah. I'll give that one a try later on.
Okay. On me.
On you?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. The invoice will arrive and it'll be quite a large one because I like to drink. No, that's
really?
No. That sounds really awful.
Ooh, your a matron.
No, no. I've made out that I'm an alcoholic. I'm nowhere near. I'm not because I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, of course
I'm close. No, I'm only messing.
Yeah. How did we get onto that? Oh, yeah, because of my
cough. Now, one thing we've got to mention before you go is the fact that you have nailed and sealed the deal with 80s superstar, check this out, Howard Jones. Right, you might remember
yes.
a while back, we ran this little fun thing called a celebrity caller where we encouraged Howard to give us a call. He eventually did after nearly a month.
And why did he?
Because of your influence, because you started to tweet him and he did it. And then after that, we then started to try and arrange an interview with him and it was becoming quite impossible. So you got involved again and you've nailed it.
He did go to North America then Mexico, to be fair to him.
So you've nailed and sealed the deal. So Howard Jones, who we know lives locally, is going to be popping to
afternoon
the Mayor's Parlour.
Afternoon tea.
And that's sometime in December, I understand. So
Early December.
So how did you nail that one then?
With his manager.
Right. So you do have considerable powers, don't
you? Well, allegedly. Anyway, that'll be fun, wouldn't it? I'd kind of given up, and then it was really nice because it sort of revives that whole thing, and it's all down to Tone FM. So well done, you
Brilliant.
Guys.
No, and well done you, and thank you very much as well. That'll be an interesting little afternoon.
It will.
Are you going to put on like a proper spread? Are you going to like have like cakes on a tea cake stand and stuff like that?
I'm going to have proper high tea, yes.
What sort of cakes are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to make them myself.
Why not? That would be really
good.
Oh, you'll get one of your skivvies to do it.
I shall procure afternoon tea, let's put it like that.
Are you going to get on the phone to Greg's?
No, I had other places in mind.
Oh, brilliant, excellent. Right, listen, Libby, is there anything that, before you go, you need to mention, promote, talk about? Oh, Christmas lights this
Christmas
Sunday.
Christmas lights this Sunday.
What's your involvement? Are you switching them on?
I don't think I'm actually doing the switch on, but I'm going to
Has it been officially announced yet?
No. It's a mystery.
Ah, so there is a personal
person. But I'm going to be sitting on the top of an open-top bus, apparently.
Are you?
So I hope it's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, the Tone FM Spider Dome will be pitched up outside of Debenhams.
Oh, right. Oh, I'll come and wave
there.
at you then.
Yeah, you come by and have a chat
with
us.
I'll give you a royal wave.
Well, I'll give you a Tone FM T-shirt and you can give out some flyers for half an hour. You know?
But you wouldn't... Would the chain look right on a Tone FM T-shirt?
Yeah, of course it would.
Okay.
In fact, you can let me wear the chain again.
I've never let you wear
no,
the chain.
No, I know you haven't.
Don't you tell fibs.
No, I haven't done, actually. She wouldn't let me wear the chain.
You've been trying to persuade me to let you wear the chain. I wouldn't.
Right, listen.
So that's happening. And then there's a quiz for one of my charities next week.
Oh, right, whereabouts?
I don't know, you sent me the email yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that was from somebody vile.
Rebecca
Vile.
Yeah.
That sounded really common of me to say it like that. Sorry, Rebecca. Yes, there is a quiz, and I should have printed it off. I didn't print it off.
And I'm really
I assume that Libby would have known this. Libby.
No, but anyway, come along and support them wherever it is and whichever night it is.
There
but
is
it's a quiz. So there'll be questions and hopefully there'll be some answers.
And it's raising money for the North Taunton Partnership.
Yeah.
And how are your charities going at the moment, okay?
Okay, I think I've probably been so busy helping other people, I haven't put enough effort into fundraising. So I must put that right in the new year.
Also, we've just established, as you said just now, outside... It's only 7 weeks until Christmas.
Ah,
and it's Christmas Eve on a Tuesday, so it's exactly seven weeks today. So we need to get in the book. How do you fancy doing a show? Christmas Day with the Mayor.
Christmas Day with the Mayor.
Do you fancy that? Me and you will do
Lovely.
A show. You fancy that?
Can I have sherry?
You can have what you want. Of course, it's Christmas Day.
Just a small one.
Yeah, okay. I'll make sure that when we do the show, and I suspect it'll be pre-recorded, but we'll pretend it's Christmas Day. We're all going to be out gallivanting around town.
I'm going to be busy on Christmas
Day.
Yeah.
What time are you going to start drinking sherry Christmas morning?
Oh, I don't know. Probably about breakfast.
Yeah, good on you. Brilliant. Right, Libby, as always, an absolute pleasure. Never a chore for you to be part of the... radio station, and I think you should come back.
Well, thank you, Darren. I hope you're feeling better soon.
I will update you how my whiskey treatment's going.
Good. I shall look forward to that.
Excellent. Now then, have the rest of a nice day. Enjoy the fashion show tomorrow, and enjoy your meeting tonight at the council.
I will.
In which you're chairing.
Yes.
Can you text me later? Let me know what the results were.
You'll be asleep by then. Because you've told me off before for texting you too late on at night.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
Because you said you go to bed at silly o'clock.
I do. But if you could just text me anyway, and I'll put it on silent, and I've got a news item to work for tomorrow.
Okay.
And it makes me sound like I'm on top of the news.
Well, you are.
Yeah, well, exactly.
You've got contacts.
I do have contacts in high places. Right, I've got to go. No, you've got to go. I've got to go.
Bye.
Because I need to go. Thank you very much, Her Royal Highness Libby Liscoe, the Mayor of Taunton.